Aztag, this is returning on James Wright. J-A-M-E-S, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright. Date of birth is 9/22/43. Date of visit 3/10/23. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, Kendrick, Mark Kendrick, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Mark, thank you for sending James Wright for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old white male who has had a past history of COPD, has been dyspneic with minimal activity since the past 6 months. The patient is unable to ambulate much. And has used albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. He denied chest pains, but has some cough with thick sputum and denied any fevers or chills. The next paragraph. Passes it. The patient's past history has included history of atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, COPD, and history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Also, had a history for coronary artery bypass grafting times two. I'm sorry, times three. And coronary angiography with multiple stents. He has had a cholecystectomy. Period. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 55 years and quit. Alcohol use none recently. Next. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention he worked as a police officer? Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur and penicillin. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes renal cell CA with nephrectomy. I'm sorry, right nephrectomy in 95. Yes, had bilateral cardiodendarterectomy in 2014. Next line, habits, I'm sorry, next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue nor fever, denies glaucoma, cataracts, he has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath, no wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn. Denies black stools or constipation. He has occasional chest pains and arm pain. He denies anxiety or depression. He has muscle aches and joint pains. And has easy bruising. And denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams a day, Losartan 50 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Norvasc 2.5 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, and ProAir inhaler 2 puffs PR, and Isradal 30 milligrams BID, and Anoro Ellipta 1 puff a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. There is no clubbing. There is mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 132/80. Pulse is 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 190, saturation 92. Itchy and anomalous pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with increased AP diameter with diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields. Occasional fractals over the right base. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross motor depths. Cranial nose ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is COPD with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and CHF. Number 3 is chronic kidney disease. And number 4, history of renal cell cancer. Status post nephrectomy. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. And it was advised to switch to Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day, in place of the Anoro. Also get an nocturnal oxygen saturation study and see if he qualifies for home oxygen at night. The follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Wright. Thank you, Dr. Susan.